from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If I was that way with Kiss, I would say I only like non-makeup Kiss.
I wish you hadn't said that, though, because I was going to bring that up to Mike Florio and ask him if he
turn it up, Donnie.
A little bit of trivia about this song.
Lick it up.
Am I wrong, Pony? Is Kiss writing, like, the most simplistic rock songs of all time?
You know how they
do they know more than three chords?
You know how they put culturally significant works into, like, the Library of Congress?
They should put this
there.
Lick It Up, specifically?
Yes.
Are you aware of that, Mike, that this is the first time Kiss did a music video without their makeup was for Lick It Up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I remember my reaction. Put it back on, for God's sakes.
A bunch of very ugly dudes singing and performing there.
Mike Florio brought
There's
to you by...
There's a reason they painted their faces.
Mike, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, sometimes I like to bring you stuff that is unique to this market where you're down in West Virginia, but you cover the whole league, and you might not always know what the people here are saying about the team. There is a big number of Steelers fans who are convinced that DK Metcalf is not only available, but is someone who could be traded to the Steelers between now and the start of the season. Would you like to add to that, or would you like to completely shoot a concept like that down right now?
I haven't heard anything about it beyond chatter and Russell Wilson and DK Metcalf working out. A lot of people will read tea leaves based upon the things that players from different teams do when they're in their downtime. But hell, Russell Wilson may not be the quarterback of the team this year at this rate. Mm. So that's one fewer tea leaf that we can look at if that's ultimately the case. So I can't rule out anything, but I haven't heard anything that would make me say, uh-oh, it looks like DK Metcalf's going to be a Steeler.
So because you brought it up, what is your sort of, I'll say 10,000-foot view, because you are in West Virginia, you're pretty close to here, to just Russell Wilson being slow-rolled here from this calf thing and Justin Fields getting so much time as the first-team quarterback here early in camp, Mike?
Well, as Mike Tomlin said today, Fields is taking advantage of his opportunities, and it's been pole position ever since late March. Russell Wilson has the pole position. And again, I don't know much about car racing, but I know that winning the pole position and winning the race are two very different things. And when your car is up on a jack because one of the wheels is blown, it gives the other cars a chance to blow by you. So Fields has the chance. It sounds like he's doing something with it. It sounds like the Steelers are willing to be very slow and careful with Russell Wilson, and the obvious consequences. It's giving Fields a chance to get more comfortable. And as I've told you guys before, I think deep down the Steelers know they're better off if Fields emerges as the guy they want beyond 2024, because he's 10 years younger. And you keep him if he ends up being the guy. And he's going to have to earn it. And he's getting the chance to earn it. But we'll see. What he does in practice and what he does in games will be two different things.
Mike, do you think that maybe internally, this is maybe not exactly what they hoped would happen all along, but they're not devastated by the news that Wilson has a calf strain? Meaning, if Fields wasn't here and Kyle Allen was the Steelers' backup quarterback, would they be as slow to bring Wilson back from the injury, or are they actually excited about the prospect of seeing what Fields looks like with the first team offense?
I think at some level, how can you complain about getting a chance to get Justin Fields up to speed, to see what his ceiling in that offense with Arthur Smith running the show might be? But the reality is, with any guy on the wrong side of 35, and Russell Wilson turns 36 in November, those soft tissue injuries, they happen more easily, they linger longer. You still think you can run and move like you used to, and to some extent you still can, but your body is quicker to say, no, that's not how it works anymore. So they do need to be smart with Russell Wilson if they want him to be healthy. I mean, the easier thing would be just let him go out there and strain the calf until the point that he can't play. So I think they want them both to be healthy. They want them both to be available. But they're both brand new to the team. They're both brand new to Arthur Smith. And one guy's getting reps and one guy isn't. And that's significant in and of itself.
So Mike, Pony said he likes to bring you some hyper-local stuff sometimes. Here's one that is from more the national point of view, and it's not even specific to one team, but what do you understand about this Hawkeye system that the NFL might be using as far as first downs go? Can you tell us any more details that I guess they're going to be test running this or trying to use it this preseason?
Anything they can do to embrace technology and improve the naked eye human error officiating is good. And I got the impression, I think it was when the commissioner was with Pat McAfee, downplaying the concept of full-time officials, but embracing technology. I'd rather they do both, but this one's cheaper, especially if as part of their deal with Sony, they're providing all the technological equipment for free. I don't know, but I don't think it's a coincidence that on the same day Sony is one of the new league partners, we find out that they're going to use this system. So, the NFL is always very careful with money, and that's a tactful way of saying they're cheap, because they are. They don't like to spend. This is going to cost money to embrace technology, but they need to do it. 100 years ago, when football was started, it's two sticks and a chain to determine first down, and they're still using that. It's time to break from it, and this is the toe in the water before they just fully and totally embrace it.
Mike, depending on who you listen to and where you are on, are they being honest? Is this just a lip service? Are they trying to exaggerate? Or conversely, are they trying to make something into less of a big deal? So many differing opinions out there on how this kickoff rule that we'll see tomorrow night for the first time and how it will affect football in the early goings of this year. Some of these head coaches and special teams coaches are acting like this will be a seismic change, and some teams will be slow to react to it, and it could be the difference, at least in the first part of the season, in teams winning or in losing games. Where do you come down on the new kickoff rule stuff?
People that I talked to yesterday in response to Packers special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia anticipating some amendments to the rule before the start of the regular season, they said no, because not enough is going to happen in the preseason for us to even know what could be amended, because everybody's going to keep their cards close to the vest about what they're going to do in the regular season, because eventually people are going to test the limits of this rule. Eventually, potentially. One way to look at this, and it comes down to where the ball goes when you kick into the end zone and it's not returned, or you kick the ball out of the end zone. Used to be the 25. They designed this rule to change it to the 35, which is a big difference. They settled on the 30, and that's not changing unless there's an emergency ownership meeting and at least 24 of them say, fine, we'll move it from the 30 to 35. The 30 is the thing. And John Fossil, longtime special teams coach, has said that they expect the average field position to be the 28 or the 29. Well, I've talked to some people who have said, well, if it's going to be the 28 or the 29 anyway, let's put the damn thing on the 30. I don't need some long return in week one that loses a game for us being the difference between us making the playoffs or not making the playoffs. I'll trust my defense. So I think we all potentially are going to be very disappointed by this thing. It's not going to be used as aggressively in the preseason. And then when the regular season rolls around, a lot of teams might say, I'll let somebody else be the guinea pig for this. I'll let somebody else pin his career on whether or not this thing's going to work.
Was it specifically that they felt it was too gimmicky that they moved it from the 35 back to the 30? Because it just it feels like somebody or some buddies didn't want it to become a return-happy league where you saw, oh no, all these exciting plays that people love that they're very memorable. Devin Hester in the Super Bowl where they got clobbered. People still remember it. Like, why did it happen? Because I'm hearing you say that, Mike, I'm pretty ticked off that it's at the 30.
Yeah, I think that 30 is the kill switch for anybody that wants to get off the ride. I don't want to be on this ride. I'm just going to kick it off. Or they got Tyreek Hill back there. Screw that. I'm kicking it out of the end zone.
But that's exciting. So, that's what the fans want.
Oh, like, I know. But they weren't going to get it through if it was the 35. They moved it to the 30 to get the 24 votes. And there's been all this hype. And look, it's funny because you can tell who does and doesn't pay attention to football in the offseason. Because all these people are up in arms that the surprise onside kick is now gone. Well, no crap. If you were watching all of this in March, we knew the surprise onside kick was gone. So people are going to wake up to this. There are going to be people who turn on the game tomorrow night, and they're like, why is everybody lined up? Like, they're not going to know about this. So I think at the end of the day, it could end up being mostly nothing. Because a lot of coaches, because coaches are conservative, they're careful. They're going to be more inclined, especially defensive coaches. I'll kick the ball off out of the end zone. I'll trust my defense from the 30.
Mike Florio, check him out, profootballtalk.com, PFT Live, very good show, and he's always on with us 3:30 Wednesdays. Mike, we appreciate it. Talk again
soon. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys. See you.
You bet.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.